face.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for everybody to eat with, you'd give everyone
a fork
and
a spoon and a knife.
And nowadays, if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go
wash.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she...
You rinse it?
Huh?
Rinse your dishes.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
It's a washcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
We still call it a washcloth, but it's a drying cloth, actually. we call them all washcloths, and we use them a dry one to dry the dishes.
Uh-huh. And to bathe your face with, you'd have a...
A wash rag.
Okay. And to dry yourself.
Towel.
And something that, if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through
a funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And nowadays, if a lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
light bulb.
And you'd carry clothes out in a clothes
hamper
or
basket we use.
And what would people make from sugar cane around here?
Syrup and sugar.
Uh-huh. Any other name for syrup or something similar?
Molasses.
Huh?
Molasses.
What's the difference?
The molasses is thicker and it's inferior grade of syrup, you might call it.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all make syrup yourself around
no.
here?
No. Yeah. We had, not myself, no, but we used to make, we had usually a syrup mill in each neighborhood
mm-hmm.
where people would grow their own, usually farmers would grow their own sugar canes.
Mm-hmm.
We still call them sugar canes, but actually they were syrup. And we'd cut them in the fall and haul them to the syrup mill. They grind them up and make you supply syrup.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear syrup and molasses called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, I haven't.
But after you've ground the juice out of the sugar cane, what do you call the papery stuff that you have left? Not papery exactly, but what do you have left from the cane itself?
Bagasse.
Okay.
Bagasse, some people call it. It's the bagasse.
In English, people would say bagasse. Or, and if you wanted to buy some syrup from molasses, what would it come in if you bought it at the store?
Well, mostly in glass containers now.
Do you ever hear?
We used to put them in metal syrup cans. We called them syrup cans, but they were all number 10 and number 5
mm-hmm.
cans.
Do you ever hear it called a stand of molasses or syrup or stand of lard?
No, I never heard that term.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground?
A load.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a turn of corn?
A turn of corn, no.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had
a... normal load.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
A half a load, usually, or
mm-hmm.
a small load.
Do you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
Never did.
And if there was a log across the road, you say, I tied a chain to it and we...
Pulled it?
Or another way of saying that, we